It is 8:08 in the morning. You are listening to Upfront. I am Kat Brooks.
And I'm Brian Edwards-Tiegert. And we're now going to enter what is happening in the world of oil and gas extraction here in the state of California. Scandal bubbled over last week when two consumer watchdog organizations revealed that seven supervisors at California's principal agency for regulating fossil fuel extraction in this state owned shares of major oil companies that they were in a position to regulate. That culminated with more revelations, namely that there had been a drastic escalation in fracking permits issued in the state of California just in the months since Governor Gavin Newsom took office. And in response, late on Thursday, Governor Newsom ordered that the head of that agency, the Division of Oil, Gas, and Geothermal Resources, or DOGGR, be fired, that the seven supervisors who own stocks in major oil companies be recused from any decisions that could impact the oil sector until they went through a thorough conflict of interest review, and that there be a larger review of the state's expansion of fracking permits. We're going to speak to someone who was behind those revelations in just a moment. First, we'll start with this report from KPFA's Clara Ingersoll.
Consumer Watchdog learned through public records requests that officials in California's Division of Oil, Gas, and Geothermal Resources, known as DOGGR, have shares in oil and gas companies. Adam Scow is a senior consumer advocate with Consumer Watchdog.
This is ethically, morally wrong. We need to have an agency that does not have conflicts, personal biases when it comes to regulating an industry such as the oil industry.
DOGGR's senior officials had personal investments of hundreds of thousands of dollars in oil companies they are charged with regulating, like Chevron, Exxon, and Shell. Consumer Watchdog and the Frack Tracker Alliance also discovered that DOGGR has approved over 2,000 new permits in 2019 already, a sharp increase from last year, in addition to 200 new fracking permits. Environmental groups are alarmed by drilling because of the air and water hazards, as well as severe health impacts. They are calling on Governor Newsom to stop issuing any new permits. And here's Scow again.
So today, we are saying thank you, Governor, for removing Supervisor Ken Harris, and keep going. We need you to clean house at DOGGR, and we need you to stop the permits.
They held a press conference in Culver City, Los Angeles, standing next to Inglewood's oil fields. It's the largest urban oil fields in the nation, according to Consumer Watchdog. Community advocates are fighting to shut down the oil fields. Culver City Councilmember Daniel Lee is involved in the effort.
Last June, we took a step to close down the portion of the Inglewood oil field that exists in Culver City, 10%. We're in the process of an amortization study that will end oil drilling in Culver City forever. But now it's the governor's turn, because most of this oil field lies outside of Culver City. Most of it is in unincorporated Los Angeles County. And since our current county board of supervisors is not moving to act to end oil drilling, to protect the health and safety of their residents, we need the governor to step in and do his job.
Over 500,000 Los Angeles residents currently live less than a quarter a mile away from an active oil well, posing major health risks, according to the community organization Stand LA. Deborah Weinrock is a Culver City resident and testified on what it was like to move to the area.
At the time, I was pregnant with my son, and shortly after I moved in, I woke up with a terrible smell permeating my neighborhood in the middle of the night. When I asked the neighbors what was the source of the smell, they said, oh, that's usual. That comes from the oil field. Well, like where there's smoke, there's fire. Where there's smell, there's a problem. Over the years, the smells have continued. They've worsened. Several years ago, residents of Culver Crest, which isn't terribly far from here, some of them had to vacate their homes. They were all subjected to oil leaks, gas leaks.
Weinrock is a cancer survivor. She spoke about losing many neighborhood friends to cancer. She described the toxic contamination leaked from Inglewood drilling sites and into waterways, which poisoned neighborhood cats.
What horrified me as well were the cats and the kittens that I encountered, deformed, dying, I encountered open ditches, toxic water. It was disgusting. And I realized that that water, when it rains, is flowing down towards our neighborhood.
Culver City advocates want to prevent other California communities from suffering the pollution from drilling sites. Councilmember Daniel Lee called on Governor Newsom to fulfill his promises on environmental justice and end all drilling.
I applaud the governor for firing Ken Harris, but if he really is the governor that takes climate change seriously, the governor that takes environmental justice seriously, then we need to stop issuing permits in California, and we need to end oil drilling in California.
Governor Newsom says that he has opened an investigation into the Division of Oil, Gas, and Geothermal Resources, and that Dogger employees must also recuse themselves from all permitting decisions or oversight functions until they undergo a new conflict of interest review. For KPFA, I'm Clara Ingersoll.